Teaching is a profession where the rewards can be few and far between. Many young teachers simply give up, and some veteran teachers burn out after years in the classroom with little to show for it. In the mountains of North Carolina, though, NPR's Claudio Sanchez found a remarkable program that's helping teachers rekindle their passion.
The people who run the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching have found the perfect metaphor for teacher burnout, and perhaps a way to conquer it.
Okay, we ready? You ready for the mountain?
Welcome to the Mountain Seminar. It's day three for a busload of school teachers and counselors in search of renewal, respect, validation, here in the shadow of the Great Smoky Mountains.
Woo, it's cold.
With backpacks tightly strapped and walking sticks in hand, 24 men and women, young, elderly, middle-aged, prepare for the six-hour climb to the top of Mount LeConte, one of the highest peaks in North Carolina. The group forms a single file down a narrow trail that disappears beneath a forest canopy of towering evergreens, hemlock, spruce, and fir. The teachers on this week-long retreat come from big schools, small schools, rich and poor schools. Each has a story to tell.
I had an extremely hard first year.
I did not know how to manage a classroom. They teach you theory, they teach you subject matter, but to me, management is it.
Julie Garber pokes at a boulder with her walking stick to make a point. Garber quit after her first year of teaching because of stress and a particularly bad relationship with her principal.
You know, it's hard to get rid of teachers, but one of the ways they do it is to make you want to leave, and that's what he did.
Garber returned to the classroom, but like most of her colleagues, she doesn't know how long she'll continue teaching. After all, some say, it's a job that offers little recognition, mediocre pay, and few rewards.
Small bear, right beyond the stick. Baby bear.
A small bear's footprint causes a stir among the hikers. It's midday, and the sun's rays burn through the foliage. As they climb, teachers shed layers of clothing and layers of emotions. Lori Murphy wanted to save the world right out of college and thought teaching was a way to do it.
I burnt myself out in 3 years because I was just gung-ho, doing my best to try to be that miracle worker, and it just wasn't happening. I didn't see it.
Murphy, a junior high school math teacher, says it's good to be back in the classroom, but she doesn't know whether she'll ever become that great teacher she set out to be. That's every teacher's mountain, says Deborah Hurst.
I just don't believe that everybody can teach. I mean, we can all name 10 teachers on our staff that are there physically for the paycheck, and that's it. And those kids are suffering, and we see it, and there's not anything we can do about it. Because this is the only profession that refuses to get rid of the dead weight.
Hurst, who teaches emotionally disturbed and physically disabled children, says teachers who speak out against incompetence or anything else for that matter live very stressful lives. Hurst literally walked out of one teaching job after 14 years in a school system where she says she was badgered for speaking her mind.
What made me snap was when no one would talk to me. I spent a whole entire year with fellow teachers not speaking to me because the principal told them, don't speak to her, she's trouble.
That world, though, seems so far away up here on the mountain, beneath a brilliant blue sky and breathtaking vistas around every bend.
This is the headwaters. You often hear about getting to the headwaters.
That's Renee Coward, one of the mentors on this retreat. After 5 hours of climbing, she leads the group to a glittering stream to rest and cool off. At dusk, the group reaches the windswept summit of Mount LeConte.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
where's my gosh?
The teachers have arrived just in time to see a brilliant orange sun fade below the jagged horizon of the Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, that's great.
The view is stunning. As darkness falls, people seem to lose themselves in thought and meditation, which is the whole point of this retreat, to help teachers think about why they teach. Bob Adell is a junior high school science teacher.
You know, when a kid comes up to me 4 or 5 years after I've taught them, and they still remember your name and something from your class, that is reaffirmation. And if it happens every year, you're renewed every time that happens. Somebody's lighting your flame again. Just like being up here this week has put a passion back into me.
That evening, on the mountain, Bedell, a talented musician, leads a boisterous chorus in songs that date just about everybody in the group.
Play that funky music, right, boy?
This is as far away as many of these teachers are going to get from school bells and kids. Tomorrow, the Mountain Seminar comes to an end. Over 50,000 educators have attended the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching since it opened in 1985. Dr. Mary McDuffie, the center's director, says at least five other states have created similar programs in an effort to hold on to good teachers.
And if we don't take care of those teachers, if we don't provide intellectual stimulation to those teachers so that they continue to grow, they're going to stagnate. And without them, we don't have a future for education.
Of course, there are no guarantees that teachers who come to places like this won't bail out and leave the profession anyway, but Amy Whitaker says the Mountain Seminar has made her think.
I had a dream last night, and I was at a crossroads.
Whitaker, a serious, good-natured woman, entered the profession at age 42 and has taught gifted children for most of her 12 years in the classroom. She says you can't inoculate teachers against burnout.
But I think I have come away from this experience knowing that the mountain that I have to climb next is not to leave the profession, but to help change the profession.
The teachers who stay and aspire to be the best need a sanctuary, says Whitaker, a place that listens to them, nurtures, and renews them. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Cullowhee, North Carolina.